So let's start off with just explaining how streaming music works. So there are many different streaming service companies out there. The most famous being Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Prime, and now most recently Apple Music is joining the group. And most of them are free listening. So they have a huge library of music, and a listener can sign up and listen for free as long as they're willing to hear advertisements once in a while. But most of the services, like Spotify, you can upgrade to a premium membership, which usually charges about $10 a month, and that is for unlimited access to ad-free music.
And if you think about what your music budget, what your entertainment budget is for the month, $10 a month for unlimited music, you know, for the price of a CD a month is just astronomically a good deal for listeners.
Sure, it is a great deal from the listener's point of view. But I wonder what it's like for the artist. Sam, can you tell us a little bit about the digital download model versus this new streaming model?
Yes, so digital downloads have been around for a long time as well. And they've started to see, they had their controversy from when they initially started as well. Let's get an idea, say you buy a download off of iTunes. So iTunes takes its cut, which is about 30% of the list price. And then they remit the rest of that to the label. Then the label pays the songwriter, think that's not the performer, and necessarily, not all of the time. It's called a mechanical royalty, which is typically about 8 cents per song. So for a 10-song album, you get about 80 cents for the download. Then the label also has to pay the artist who is assigned to their label. It's not necessarily always the same person, as I said, as the songwriter. So the royalty, it's typically between 12 to 18% of the list price. So on a $10 list price of a download, say, the artist would see about $1.50 per download. Now, also, the artist is remembered that is signed to that label also has to pay back, depending on what their contract said, marketing costs back to the record label for publicizing, recouping some of the costs from that the label's already spent to market their record in the first place. So around $1.50 per download, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it's something. At least they could make something from it. So for artists, and especially for big artists like Taylor Swift, who writes and co-writes the majority of her music anyway, she's one of the rare artists who she, of course, recoups the money that her label spends on making the record and marketing her records as well. So she's set in the vicinity to make about $3 per record sold, download or physical record sold. And when we're talking the millions and millions and millions that Miss Taylor sells, she's making herself a lot of money.